After 6 months of talk about increasing oil production, Saudi Arabia is pushing OPEC to do a full U-turn, agreeing to slash output when it meets in Vienna in the next few weeks. Bloomberg's Jessica Summers joins me from New York. Jessica, it's nice to speak to you.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
We have seen oil prices really collapse since the beginning of October, which is what triggered this change in direction. How much do you think the Saudi call for production cuts is being complicated by the state of U.S.-Saudi relations right now, especially given the U.S. sanctions that came out on November 15th?
You know, only time will tell if the reversal in production policy is more due to market concern, true market concern, or is a political move. So, you know, Saudi Arabia and the U.S. have been allies historically. But after the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, we've seen the U.S. show concern, issue these sanctions, and we've really been seeing President Trump react. Analysts are actually telling me that if oil prices hit $70 a barrel, let's say, and the Saudis and OPEC are still cutting output, then we'd be able to conclude this is maybe more of a political game, maybe showing some dissatisfaction with the Trump administration.
I guess it depends who falls into line then, right? So Saudi Arabia alone is talking about cutting 500,000 barrels of oil a day. How likely is it that the rest of OPEC and Russia, obviously, get on board to at least, I think they're talking about doubling that?
Now, that's the tricky part, getting everybody on board and to officially agree. And Russia is really the big wild card right now. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novik has said he does not want to focus purely on production cuts. He wants to see how the market unfolds. So giving a sort of vague answer there, not making any sort of promises, not saying anything set in stone right now. And then the other producer to watch is Iraq. It has a very fragile economy right now, and it's raised production to a record. So it may be a little hard to convince them to cut as well.
And Iran part of the equation, too. American sanctions on Iran had been expected to pull a lot of supply out of the market. The U.S. then granted all of these waivers. In a sense, are they to blame for the Saudis' change of direction?
Well, the U.S. did grant waivers to a number of countries and surprisingly China, which was quite interesting. But we do have to remember these waivers are only temporary. They're just supposed to be temporary. So we'll have to see how that plays out and how strongly countries actually adhere to the sanctions and whether more Iranian crude actually escapes and makes it onto the market than previously expected.
And of course, there's also the issue of demand. Here's what the Secretary General of OPEC, Mohamed Barkindo, told Bloomberg on that.
There is almost an emerging consensus that as a result of the cooling off of global GDP growth in 2019, demand will also decelerate.
Jessica, Barkindo says that what OPEC really wants is to see prices be stable as well as cooperation among all the producers, OPEC and non-OPEC, in order to achieve that. Why are oil producers so worried about next year, about 2019?
There's a lot for producers to be fearful about going into next year. We still have the ongoing U.S.-China trade war, which is really a persistent threat to oil demand, and we're not really seeing any signs of that letting up anytime soon. We have weakness in emerging markets. And then, of course, U.S. shale, unstoppable. And it seems like it's only going to grow from here. Bottlenecks will be easing in the Permian Basin next year, so we're expecting more oil to flow down to the Gulf Coast and make it onto the international market.
Jessica, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokove.